Well, we have the Ingham, $2 million the Ingham on Saturday there at Royal Randwick and the Waterhouse Bot Stable. They got three runners and Riadini, Dajran, both last start winners, Surf Dancer in the race as well. And joining us is Adrian Bott. Adrian, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Now, this is a confession for you because you've drawn barriers 17, 19 and 22. So what are your sins, Adrian? What have you done?
Yeah. I was actually just trying to work that out this week, what I'd done wrong. But yeah, not the kindest of draws for us. But look, it's cards have been dealt, so we'll deal with them. And, you know, plenty of winners have come out wide before.
Can you make a case for all of them, Adrian? Or is there one in particular that might stand out?
No, look, certainly can. Look, obviously, probably favour the two last start winners for obvious reasons, sort of going into the race, but can certainly make a case for them all. Sort of probably hard to split. Riadini coming off the gong, I think he'll take a huge amount of confidence off that. He hadn't won for a while, but he did it nicely. There's plenty to like about, and he's. He's proven at that class all the way through, so that sort of certainly gives you confidence. But in terms of sort of the most improvement out of their last start, you'd expect Dajra would have that, just only sort of being their first up. And, you know, physically he'll improve a lot. And he's probably sort of the up-and-comer out of the three.
And just having a quick look at the race, it looks like maybe Spirit Ridge is the only other genuine leader. So even from those wide gates, they should be able to get across and get a position.
Yeah, they certainly all got the tactical speed, you know, to be able to sort of sit handy enough. You know, Surf Dancer showed brilliant gate speed in the gong there to be able to lead them up in the early stages. So we might have to sort of look to utilise that. Same thing, Dajran, he won the festival from, I think, barrier 15 as well. And, you know, Tim was sort of able to take his time and sort of slide across. And same thing here, it's a good run in from the mile, so... That's the most important thing. If he can sort of find a nice rhythm and have himself handy enough, he's got a lightweight Dajran that can be effective. And Riadini, we've sort of probably just stripped everything back this campaign, took off the blinkers and just sort of tried to hit the reset button all the way through. And he's been sort of settling well in his races and finding the line strongly. So, you know, I guess it's going to be hard to sort of get a bit of cover there. But I guess these big fields... in the handicap races and when they're running for $2 million, that does create a bit more pressure in the races. They tend to string them along, and even if it may not look that way on paper, they certainly, everyone does get running there early.
Mm. And just on the rebrand of the race itself, the old Villiers $2 million race and honouring the Inghams as well and raising awareness for the Ingham Institute. And I'm sure growing up, Adrian, you saw well, loved a lot of those horses in those Orsarice colours as well.
Yeah, no, that you know, famous colours, weren't they? Plenty of you know, success and history there. So, yeah, looking forward to supporting the day and you know, obviously the race. So I feel so honoured to have three nice chances in there, supporting the charity event on the day as well. So hopefully we can have a bit of luck with one of those three. That certainly you know, wouldn't swap them for anything else.
You got a 2-year-old colt, the little pumper, in the English nursery. How's he trialled up?
He's trialled up great. His latest trial was very good. I thought he's looked pretty professional on both occasions. And he's going there with a good grounding. He's you know, sort of had plenty of work sort of leading into this. So nice and forward for it. You know, obviously there's a couple of handy types in there and a few with the race experience, which does count for so much. But yeah, been really pleased. This has sort of been a target for him for a good while, and certainly feel he's a good chance, certainly a good each-way chance for us here on the day.
You've got Navy Cross in the ninth at big odds.
Yeah, he's probably going to need a couple of runs before we start to see him at his best. Miles a bit short of his best trip as well. So we've got him aimed third up at the Magic Millions, which is sort of, you know, hopefully trying to win that race for him again. If he's only picking up one race, it's a year. That $1 million race is a good one to try and pick up.
You got a couple in, or about four in at Canterbury tomorrow night, three in the one race, Extravagant, High Dubai, Rocketeer Girl. You've got another in race three, Country Blues. So can you make a case or the best case for one of those?
Yeah, probably the best chance of those tomorrow night would be High Dubai.
Yep.
In the fillies race, she's got good speed. The track should suit her around at Canterbury, and she's trialled up nicely on a few occasions. So She would probably be the favourite of those runners going there tomorrow night.
And your opinion on the run of Deciduous yesterday at the farm as well?
Yeah, excellent. He's a really nice horse to follow going forward. You expect him sort of get over a bit of ground later in his campaign. Things might have happened a little bit quickly for him there. He didn't sort of have the best of luck and sort of just had his momentum halted a few occasions. So just probably showed his his greenness a little, I guess. Another occasion that the horse with the race experience was sort of able to do things right and get the job done on the day.
Well, we know horse training's a demanding job, Adrian. Do you take a spell around Christmas time or do you just keep going?
Christmas will just keep going. Yeah. There's sort of plenty happening. Obviously, the Magic Millions are sort of right on the doorstep, big carnival there. And, you know, we've sort of now that with the lead up all the way through with races like the Gong and the Ingham and everything like that. So it's sort of all happening, and all the autumn horses are already back in work and their campaigns are started. So it's sort of probably a tough time of year to take off, but have found time a month ago to have a week off or so things aren't too bad.
I'll tell you what, 2023 looks all right for the stable, though. You've got the Everest winner in Alcohol Free and the Melbourne Cup winner in White Marlin. It's going to be easy.
looking forward to it. That certainly does make working through over Christmas and, you know, the early morning is a bit of a spring in the step for sure.
Ah, great stuff, Adrian. Appreciate your time as always. And, busy period, as you said. Good luck with it all and enjoy.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.